If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, August 31st. Well, one cruise line is removing gratuities in their bundled package. This week, Celebrity Cruises said from October 4th onwards, newly purchased all-included packages will provide classic drinks and basic Wi-Fi for all guests in the stateroom. However, gratuities will no longer be included with the always-included package. In November of 2020, Celebrity Cruises first rolled out the package where you can bundle everything, gratuities, drinks, and Wi-Fi for one set rate. And in other news, while Celebrity had been trialing vaping in casinos, it has decided not to make this a regular feature. And also, the butler service is being rebranded to the Retreat Host Team. And on the news of Australia dropping protocols, Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has announced the official removal of COVID-era protocols for cruises, a move that was immediately backed by the government and expected to be followed by other states in the country. Now, the Cruise Line International Association, Carnival Australia, and Virgin Voyages, they all welcomed this decision and said it will align Australia's cruise sector with the rest of the international norms and clear up passenger confusion ahead of the upcoming travel season. Now, despite being the last major cruise destination to lift the COVID-specific restrictions, the industry still remains committed to stringent health and safety measures in collaboration with health authorities. Got to keep trusting that science. And you will now experience sustainability at the bar if you're sailing on a Carnival Cruise Line ship. Carnival Horizon, Celebration, and Sunrise, they're all testing out the company's new EcoTote reusable liquor bottles. This is how it works. The initiative involves using reusable containers to serve Bacardi Superior Rum. Each EcoTote, specifically designed for maritime use, can replace four traditional rum bottles and be reused up to 100 times. They'll also be using the smart pour technology, so you won't be getting that extra splash of rum in your cup there. The three-month trial aims to cut single-use packaging by 95%. While passengers generally support eco-friendly measures, they've expressed dissatisfaction with some changes like switching from plastic straws to paper ones or from plastic water bottles to aluminum cans. Cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 1.1%, 15.87. Royal Caribbean down 1.6%, 98.94. And Norwegian down 2.1%, 16.54. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Carnival Glory at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.